when one reads your book, this book here, this teeny tiny
this
little chip,
teeny one, yeah,
Brilliant Odyssey, Don't Yearn. That's part of what was coming to me. It was like, don't be fooled by the body, because what the body is containing is a lot more interesting and valid and connected to you as a fellow human being.
Yeah. I feel like that's particularly true if your gender presentation doesn't match your gender identity, because I've suffered because of that too, but I didn't have a connection to the body as a form. I had much more of a connection to the inside of a body.
Can you tell us a little bit about your transition, your decision to do that, the timing of it?
Yeah, it took me a long time. Okay, let me try to do the short version. The short version is I did a sweat lodge in 2009, and I came out so angry. I didn't know why I was so angry. And then I chopped my hair. I had a breakup, and I was in therapy, and it started to come forth that I had this inside dream of what I was, which was much more like a grown-up Huck Finn. But what does that mean as a feminist, like to turn your back on being a woman? And so it took me up until 30 to figure out that I don't have to take on the history of patriarchy, and I can also be true to that image inside.
So you said 30,
yeah.
2009, and then you turned 30.
Yeah, that was, okay, so that wasn't until 2016. So what is that, 5 years? I was thinking on it.
7 years.
7 years?
Yes.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah. The sweat lodge.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing is that indigenous people, their take on gender, certainly a lot, their take on anything is a lot different than conventional industry-generated culture. But it would seem to me very natural that an experience with a sweat lodge and with indigenous ceremony would awaken things. Obviously, that's what they're supposed to do. But also would awaken things regarding gender, because they don't have, at least some of the indigenous cultures that I've studied, have very different notions about gender than industry-generated capitalist postmodern culture has about gender.
Totally, yes. And this one in particular was trying to contact ancestors, and I think I did feel supported to open up some suppression. And it came out really, like, ugly for a while.
How do you mean that?
I think I had equated femininity with patience. And when I was examining my femininity, I was very, like, short-fused and confused together. So maybe, like, not the most pleasant company for a while.
Can you give an example? Tell a story that illustrates what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so I was in a ceramic class, and I was practicing the wheel, and I couldn't get my bowl to rise. And the woman me would, like, not have this sense of competition that would get you so rattled. But instead, I just, like, slammed the whole clay in the middle of the room in front of a bunch of strangers and ran out cussing. That was so unlike me. And that sort of, like, I needed to master those feelings of 0 to 60 in those 7 years.
Uh-huh. It seems to me you're well on your way to becoming a man.
Yeah, I know. I actually have a lot more
it sounds like something
empathy for what men have to go through now.
It sounds like something that I would do.
Yeah?
Slap it. Yeah, and I mean, incidents of throwing things. Of course, my mom threw things too. So
yeah, that's true.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. You know, your folks, were you raised in Orange County?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Orange County, John Wayne Airport, conservative place. How have your folks been with this whole situation?
They're okay. They've actually handled it very gracefully. I think it was hard because my mom saw that our bond was, like, against men. It was like this you know, we were a minority in our house, and like the fight together of this small group is like what our love was like fired with. And so to tell her, I think it felt like a betrayal for a while, but she handled it with a lot of gentleness. Mm-hmm. But she did have to have a lot of bravery to tell friends, because they are not as open-minded as my family is.
Right. Siblings?
Yeah. I have a little brother. That was tricky for him, too, because he didn't know which part to play. I think he had hid, like, some of his feral maleness from me. And then he was like, do I show you now? How much is okay? But, like, we're finding our way. Yeah.